We think that, and we see that in whole world this problem is there. Each person, those who have, if we have some affection to Krishna, otherwise anyone cannot be satisfied. After 1 month, 2 months, 1 day, 2 day, 4 day, he will be not satisfied and he will see another. We are culprit and we have been driven from that and we have come to this only in jail. This is like a jail. We are all refugees. So how we can be without problem? So Krishna has arranged to test more sufferings and more problems he has created, that go to this world and test. You are seeking lust in wife, in husband, in children, in mother, father, in friends, in worldly things. You will not be happy. They will create problems, problems and problems. Ram has also come to teach these things. He came with his own Lakshmi, Sita Devi, to play a role, to teach worldly. He was person. Went in one jungle, forest, with Lakshman and
Sita Devi.
What to teach? Lust is very bad thing. Sometimes husband becomes controlled by wife's lust. And what he is doing, he should not do. Marriage came in the shape of?
Deer, golden deer.
No? Sita. Saw it. Ram was controlled by Sita. He is showing. Sita told, I want this deer. You can catch it living, or you can shoot it and bring his skin. Lakshman, one day. Don't follow this deer. This deer is not real deer. Any demon, and will be put in troubles and so many problems. Don't go. Disobey your wife. I am warning. But Rama was so controlled to show others. He was not controlled. He is himself Krishna, Bhagavan. So he is not under Maya, but he is showing that if you are controlled like this, the effect will be this. Problems will come. Ram told, yes, I should do. I must do. Carry the order of my wife. If he is demon, no harm. If he is anything, no harm. He went, and what was the result, you know?
Problem
to last. What problem? Ram has to left Sita 2 times. You know that? He left Sita first.
Ever.
At the last. Only that he was with Ravan some days. She was pure, but even all were in doubt. Sita is pure or not pure. So Ram has to follow that. He was lusty, but yet, standing in the jungle, forest, she was repenting. He was in, what, in Royal Palace. But Sita was in forest, in the ashram of Valmiki, sleeping on the mat of grasses in jungle, cutting the woods for making cooking. nothing. They are like palace. Ram was repenting. I sent Sita in. But I should also don't take any test, anything. He gave up all these things. He used to be alone in his palace, sitting,
sleeping on the
floor, on mat. Sita has need.
Sleep.
She can easily sleep, but Ram cannot. Sita. I have done mistake. I have gone to satisfy my praja, my
subjects.
I have done wrong. Sita. Always waiting. Valmiki was there to
console
Sita. But Rama has none who will
console
Rama.
Nobody gives.
No one to remove his
white tears.
All these. If he'll know the heart of Ram, he will also be bitterly. What became at last? Ram has some yajna anywhere on the bank of a river Gomti, near Namisharanya. All the subjects, mothers, monkeys, Hanuman, Sugriv, Vibhishan, Ram, Bharat, Shatrughna, all mothers, Kaikai, Kausalya, all were assembled there. And sacrifice was Ashwamedh Yagya, not Ashwamedh, Raisul Yagya was done there. In the morning up to 10, yajna was going on. And after that, in the middle period, midday, all is to assemble and to hear Purans, Katha. One day, locust came in that sabha, assembly. They are very beautiful boy as Ram was. Both were twin brothers coming at once from home. Age about 8 or 9. Very beautiful. Resembling face like Ram. But no one knows that from where they have come and who are they. And they took Veena in their hands and began to recite Valmiki Ramayana. Very beautifully, so marvelous
tune,
Murchana and
Aroha,
you know?
Up and down.
Sounds going so
high
in Karuna Ras. Karuna Ras means?
Lamentation.
And again came trembling down, like in Veena comes. That throat was so sweet. All were hearing pain, dark silence. The scene was that they were singing. From Ajodhya, Ram, Lakshman and Sita are, by the order of Kaikai, they are living in Vrindavan.
Ajodhya.
Dasarath was lamenting so much. And he told, Haram, and died at once. In the shape of Sannyasi, they three went. All were weeping there. So when they were describing and singing, pin drop silence was there. All were moved and all were weeping. The boys were also weeping. They were not weeping. But Ram, Lakshman, Bharat, Kaikeyi, Kausalya, Hanuman, Sugriv, and all the idioms were waiting by hearing. As if Ram is actually going
just now.
That day it became late for them. Ram sent Lakshman, go and ask them, who is the father of this boy? And from where they have come? And give this donation, a pot, golden pot, full of golden coins. So many rashmi cloths, rashmi silken, with gold ornaments. Lakshman came down from the throne and called the two boys. My dear boys, can you tell who is the father? Who is your father? The father's name? And from where you are coming? Your designation? What?
Designation.
I know. I want to know. Ram wants to know it. They became silent and told, you know that Vedas you have read, you are a learned person. To brahmacharis and sannyasi, one should not ask the father and mother of the brahmacharis and sannyasi. You don't know this etiquette, and asking my father, you are saying that I am brahmachari, we are two brahmacharis. Oh yes, we are the disciple of Valmiki, and from there we are coming. He has learned these things to me. Yes. He became wordless.
Silent.
And he was ashamed. Oh yes, they are telling right. So you should not ask the father's name, mother, well, or Maharaj, you are married, your wife is still there, your sons or daughters are there. To brahmacharis, don't ask the name of father and mother. Only you can ask from whom your guru, who is this, what is the name of your guru there? Where is your ashram? You can ask only this, not anything. And ask Harikatha. So Lakshman was astonished and ashamed, but he told that, very good, but we want to donate something to you. This goat in this golden pot, some jewels were there, alankars, ornaments are there. They replied, what is the use of? For brahmachari? We cannot take it. We are simply brahmachari. We take fruits, and it is efficient in enough in our ashram. No need of taking any patra, no vessel or anything. We take water from our hands. Nothing. It is not no use of us brahmachari. Please return it to Ram. He is king and he has so many things to do. We have nothing to do with all these things. And they returned. When they returned to their mother, mother was waiting. Why today it became so late? She asked. She took this boy in his arms, this one, and began to
cry.
Both. In right and left sides. Oh, sons, why you make late? They answered, today, mother, we went very far away in the council of any king, they don't know name and anything. King, and there we were singing. I don't know why all were weeping. all the king was also his brothers, and even monkeys and
bears.
They are also with him. But mother, I see very strange thing there. What? That there was a statue of golden statue. Oh, fully like you. You are
talking,
but she was not talking. But same thing. Same mouth, same all beauty, everything. Sita began to weep bitterly. Why they are telling? Mother, why you are weeping and doing like this? Why? But what Sita can tell? Because Ram has given us. The same Ram. He could not tell anything. Anyhow, next day, Ram asked Valmiki, bring Sita at once. I know that Sita is with you. I know. Bring Sita. Without Sita, I cannot be. Bring. He brought next day, Sita coming, two boys like this.
Hand in hand.
His fingers.
Hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Boys. Sing in ground, and he was silently coming, following Valmiki. All were pinned off, silencing what is going to be. Rama was eagerly seeing Lakshman, Hanuman, Kausalya, Sumitra, all were eagerly. Who is these two boys? It seems that, Sita, come. So must be the son of Ram. Otherwise they cannot be so beautiful. And Sita came nearer. Ram asked Sita, I want a proof that you are pure. Sita told very honorably, mildly, yet you are wanting any proof? We have not received any good proofs by Dasarath Maharaj, by Paman Dev, by Fire Dev. They have not told you? Yes, I am giving any proof. And he prayed like this. He told, O Mother Earth, you are my mother. At once he should be divided in
two
and take me in your life. If I don't know anyone other than Ram, my heart has not touched anyone for
a second.
And you see that I am pure, at once you should give me your life. She told only three times. At once. With a sound, earth was divided. A very golden, very beautiful golden chariot came at once. And Prithvi Devi took in his arms Sita Devi in his lap. And at once, earth was
closed.
Ram at once jumped. Sita, 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 and began to cry. You have gone leaving me? Oh, my sister, mother-in-law, Prithvi, show my Sita, otherwise I will
suck
you. And I will do in pieces. At once I want. Valmiki at once came and
stopped
it and told Ram, don't be like this. Now Sita has gone there and she is waiting there. You should also go there. So, what these are? Only it was lust for Ram, showing to world, and don't do like this. If you want to be happy, you should try to attain pure love affection for Krishna. Don't do me like me. Other problems, all that become problems. So we should think that this prema is our
property.
Property, our svabhavik nitya dharma. We'll have to achieve if we want to be happy forever. Don't create nonsense things by lust and all these things. If you are married, no harm. Treat a wife as Krishna Priya. Serve and try to be together with love and affection. But that real and affection should be reserved for Krishna. Do your duty only to practice bhakti yoga, to be with her or your children or with wealth. They are not bad. But try to उनका उपयोग अच्छा होना
चाहिए
proper try to proper utilize it. Don't think that they are like always for lust, only to gain something for me. Don't. Thus make it proper use and make it like Vaikunth here in this world and practice bhakti yoga. It is all for practice. It is this is a school like this one.
Training center.
A training center. You should take center training here. Don't be involved. Otherwise it will make so much problem. Now I will begin this slok. I have only told that lust is another thing. And Krishna, pure Krishna prema is another thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give this eternal dharma.
Religion.
Religion. He has come. He has descended to this world. So we should not khona nahi chahiye is earth mein jeevan. We should not waste this very opportunity, good opportunity. In this very life, from today, we should practice bhakti yoga, being in the association of pure devotees, where there is no politics, hypocrisy,
duplicity,
democracy, diplomacy. Be out of all these things. Try to be in the association of Vaishnava. Today, this again, tomorrow I will explain this is the real and deeper meaning of this issue. This is like a
platform.
I'm so happy. I'm indebted to you that you have come to see, to hear all these things. I'm also fortunate to tell all these things. I should not tell. It is very secret thing and very high. But if I will not tell, any one of you cannot tell. So if any one of you are taking this thing, what I am telling, I will think that I am satisfied that you are taking this thing. If thousand parts, one part, in among thousand parts, you will take one part, then also I am satisfied. Because if a greed comes, then you can practice it forever. Gaur
Pramana.
Remember his all these pious men, and they will be they will coming over the suffering, sorrows, birth and death, like Krishna has told so many Ramchandra. So you have understood my
very beautiful class,
right? Very, yeah. Who understood my class? I was explaining
what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave and what he tested. There are so many differences. I know that so many persons are confused in this. They cannot take the real thing that what he unnato ujjvala rasa shriyam, they don't. Now, today I will clear more clear. So good siddhant, very highest siddhant. If anyone know all these siddhants and remember, automatically lust and everything, even aparad, offenses, anath will go by remembering all these things. Then he will have no time to criticize anyone doing aparad. Always automatically coming all these things, feeling so happy and remembering all these things. New things will come. Vrinda is listening, or at that time you are in cook.
Huh.
Give up all these things. Do before.
They cook here. They take everything from here
yes.
to here.
Don't lose your time, make losses. And if you are not understanding anything, you can ask to Shyamrani or any. And Mel should ask Gobind Bhakta, ye Maharaj.
Good evening. Here, you said you were telling the characteristics of a Madhyama Adhikari, and the first is prema. So, how can a Madhyama Adhikari have prema?
Yes. Prem here likes asakti, bhav something, shadow of bhav. This. Also in remembering and watching the prema of gopis, how they are loving Krishna, a shadow will come. Prema, maitri, three kinds of maitri, and then kripa, and then affection. They can be guru. Having the qualities in tata sadhu sangam na kya tasmat guru
prapadyate.
Three qualities. What three qualities? In that slok?
Tasmat guru prapadyate sevutam sabde parishinjan brahmanyu prasamastrayam.
What three?
He is well versed in the scriptures, and is able to interpret. He's able to interpret. He's able to explain the shlokas.
This is one thing.
One thing.
And second,
Brahman. He knows Brahman.
Detached
from material thing. Is renowned.
Having no suffering, no sorrow,
suffering.
Nothing. Is out of all this, and most important, Jadurani.
Yes.
What realize?
Who he is?
Krishna. Some Krishna service. This should be real. Otherwise, he will not so realize. But some. Very good. You should discuss all these things, whether you have understood or not. In classes, you can discuss. Also, you. Every. then my coming to Australia will be
successful.
If some persons are realizing, oh, I am satisfied. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very, very soon. Otherwise, it is now 8.
What is Sabda Brahma? How does it depend?
Sabda Brahma. Krishna name, the name of all the avatars, and the words in Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam, the teaching, all are Sabda Brahma. But most important Sabda Brahma itself, Krishna name, and the names of all, like Ram, Nishinga, Kalki. But most supreme, Gopijana Vallabha, Krishna, Jashodanandan, Kaliyadaman, Rasarasik, Ras Bihari, Gopinath Madan Mohan. All these names are supreme.
Transcendental.
These are Sabda Brahma. Chalo. What Gurudev is telling? Taking all are Sabda Brahma.
If these things are spoken by someone who is not realized, are they still as equivalent to Sabda Brahma?
No. Even those who are initiated, but not they have realized all these things, not really they have given, they have taken vidvat or diksha, they cannot.
Prakriti Shabda.
Yes.
And most important in the Krishna consciousness movement, Sri Guru Charana Padma, the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Why are they lotus feet? One reason they're lotus feet is the same reason that Krishna's feet are lotus. Because they're always standing on the lotus world of Goloka Vrindavan, which has 1,000 petals, which is shaped like 1,000-petal lotus flower. So Sri Guru, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Sri Narasimha Das Thakur, are actually residents of Goloka Vrindavan. And they've descended here with Goloka Vrindavan in their heart. And by surrendering to them, they manifest that Vrindavan Dham in the heart of the sincere sadhak. Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti Sadhama, Bhakti Sadhama. He is the abode of all different types of bhakti. There are three types of bhakti, three stages of bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. And Sri Gurudev is the only abode of those three stages of bhakti. Kevala bhakti sadma, bandham vi savadana mate. So very carefully, with great awe and reverence, I worship his lotus feet and offer him dhanavad pranam. Guru Mukhapadma Vaitya Chite Te Khoriya Aitya Jahara Prasade Vai E Bhava Thoriya Jai. Oh brother, you should know, you should understand that by taking shelter of Sri Gurudev, you can cross over the ocean.
What is the meaning of taking shelter?
Taking shelter means to...
How you will know that he has taken shelter?
Accepting the instruction. Following instruction.
Taking shelter means that he has no independent philosophy, he has no independent activities, but he's fully dependent on Sri Gurudev. Fully dependent means he follows everything that Sri Gurudev does, both externally and internally. And this is the essence of all instructions of Sri Rupa Goswami, who Srila Prabhupada writes in the introduction to Sri Upadesamrita, is the father of the Krishna consciousness movement. Or the Krishna consciousness movement is working under his supervision. So one takes shelter externally by acting as Gurudev is teaching in this world with all the speech and the activities of the body, performing sadhana, performing the nine angas of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnusmaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, satyam, atmani, vedanam, and full surrender, which is actually the meaning of diksha, is that one has gotten from the spiritual master his internal, eternal relationship with Krishna. And internally, 24 hours a day, he's serving Krishna with his internal form, his siddha-swarup. So full surrender means externally following and internally following.
Devotee cannot do like this, but yet he can do that. He should obey all his orders. He should give up his own wish in anything. He should do for Guru, to obey Guru. He should not think what is better and bad or anything. He should obey his Guru. But I have offered myself in the lotus feet of Gurudev, but I will not obey. This I will not do. Then not obey. So, if I will have to give my this head to obey him, we should do. But we should also think, there was a boy in Mahabharata. What was his name? Ekalabya. He went to a club there, to Dronacharya, and prayed him that I am giving my whole thanks in your lotus feet. I want that you should teach me arrow and bow.
Archery.
He told, why do you want to take this vidya of archery, knowledge of archery? He could not answer properly. He has a mode to kill Arjuna and to defeat Arjuna and also to defeat Krishna. He knew this. Dronacharya knew this. So he refused. But he still went, Eklabya went into forest and made a statue of Dronacharya and began to try, began to do abhyas.
Practice.
He was practicing for a long time. In the meantime, Dronacharya took in his all disciples, Arjuna, Bhim, Nakul, Duryodhana, and all. 5 Pandavas and 100
Kauravas.
105. He went to the same forest and wanted to take some examination of these boys. But at once he saw that there was a dog and he was trying to bark, but from anywhere some arrow came and full of his mouth and he could not bark. But no scratch even was there in his mouth. He was all right, but mouth was full. He could not bark. Dronacharya saw that. It is a very strange thing. Who had done this? He went forward and saw that a very black person, young, energetic, having his oars and barrels, and he is practicing. Who told that? Who are you? I'm Ekalabhya. What are you doing? Who has done this to this dog? I have done. Oh, you are so expert. Who is your guru? My guru is Dronacharya. Oh, I am Dronacharya myself. I have not given? No, you have given. Your statue has given. Then you will have to give some dakshina. No? You can want anything dakshina I will give you. Give your right thumb. At once he took his sword and cut it out and took in his this anjali.
Offered it.
And he gave it. He took it and no response. He returned with all the boys. Some persons, not knowing the purpose of this, they think a club was very
great.
Great. Group he was so much offered to his Gurudev, and he served his Gurudev, and he is the best Group. Disciple. No? Best disciple. But our scriptures and real gurus and authorities are against this. He was not a good
bona fide disciple.
His master was not happy to learn this, but yet he learned against his Gurudev will. And that is why Dronacharya knew that in future he will be a very dangerous person against bhakti, bhakta and bhagavan. After some time, when Mahabharata was gone, this boy became very furious to Krishna and Arjuna, and he came in front of Krishna and Arjuna, began to fight and began to kill Krishna and Arjuna. But Krishna took his
dasatana
and it was no more. So he was not a disciple at all. He was a demon. But general person take him like a bona fide disciple. So you should know. I know that some devotees have kept their disciples name Ekalabhya. But I think they are so ignorant. They should not keep their disciples name or son dot name Ekalabhya. This is not Guru Bhakti. Guru Bhakti, like Jiva Goswami, like Narottam Thakur, like others, they are Guru Bhakta. Chetan Rupa Goswami is true disciple, true guru also. Those who are true disciple, they may be true guru also. Guru never makes any disciple. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has told. A guru never makes any disciple. What he makes? All gurus. To whom they will touch, they will guru. And they say that we are not good. So, Jahara Prasade Bhai,
Ye
Bhavatariya Jaya.
Krishna Bhakti Hari
Jaya. Gone. After that.
Guru Maka Padma Vaikya Chitay Chay Khoriya Aikya. Here Sri Sri Narottam Das Thakur is praying that make the words that are coming from your lotus mouth one with my heart. Your heart and your words are one, so make my heart and your heart one.
No. The meaning is this. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kariya Aikya. You should take the Guru words in your heart. Don't take anything. And this will purpose the search. Arna Kariya Manayasa. Let everything aside. But the order of my Gurudev, the teachings of my Gurudev, is everything. If I will do, bhakti will come, Krishna will be also happy all the life. Chiti se kariyat one, I should must obey Gurudev. I listen Gurudev, the taking of the Gurudev will make me to serve Krishna and Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the meaning of chiti se kariyat. You should know that Shastravani, Krishna words, Shastra words, are same as Gurudev. Sometimes we don't understand this fact, but really this. If bona fide Guru is, his words are following all the Ved mantras, and the Krishna words all follow Gurudev. So, if there is Guru mercy, then there is the mercy of Krishna and all. Yahar jasya prasada bhagavat prasada jasya prasada nagati one strength that I must follow my
unflinching faith.
Then what is
Sri Guru Charana Rati.
Sri Guru Charana Rati. Ei se uttama gati. Sri Guru Charana Rati. Sei se uttama rati.